Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today, talking beef demand with livestock market economist Darrell Peel in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. Featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
The first half of the first month of the new year is now under our belt, and we're starting to get a little bit of sense of how our cattle markets are going to shake out here in the first quarter of the new year. Extension Livestock Market Economist Darrell Peel with us today. And Darrell, let's talk a little bit about where we are on our beef demand here in the early days of 2017. Darrell, what do you see ahead? Really, as we wrapped up the old year and first few days of the new year, in fact, we seemingly have had pretty solid wholesale box beef prices. Beef demand hanging in pretty well, it seems.
Well, I think so. I mean, it depends on how you look at demand, and I think there's a lot of times a misconception. Are we going to see lower retail prices for beef in 2017? Absolutely, because there's going to be more beef in the market, and it will take lower prices to move that meat through the market. That is, in and of itself, not an indication of weaker demand. By the same token, people often look at per capita consumption, which will be up in 2017, and by itself, that does not mean that demand is stronger. It's the combination of the two that's really important here, and what we've seen so far is that we've been able to move significant quantities of beef, again, especially in the fourth quarter of 2016. And yes, retail prices are adjusting down, and they were adjusting down somewhat faster in the fourth quarter. But all things considered, particularly in light of the supply of pork and poultry that's out there in the market, it appears to me that beef demand is holding very strong.
Of course, Darrell, that is domestic demand. What about the international trade?
Well, certainly at this point, we're projecting continued improvement in that beef trade balance with exports continuing to grow and imports continuing to fall. This despite the fact that we anticipate at this point we will continue to see a strong dollar, which does aggravate those flows of beef that are out there. But the market forces will probably predominate unless we see some sort of shock in terms of trade policy or something that could change things. But barring that, we will continue to see. So, you know, we're looking at, for 2017, you know, a 3.5 to 4% increase in beef production on a year-over-year basis. That'll probably translate into 1.5% or less net increase in domestic consumption, assuming that we get that improved trade picture as we're projecting it at this point in time.
Of course, there is a wild card out there with a new administration coming in, the Donald Trump administration, and where they really stand on trade.
There's a lot of uncertainty out there in terms of what could happen. The uncertainty itself is a negative factor. I think it's hanging over the market a little bit, mm-hmm. and I think is likely to continue for some time to come. That said, then once those changes are made, then we have to wait and see whether the actual trade impacts, for example, appear to be positive or negative.
Oklahoma State University ag economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has planned a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattleman.org. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.